And this is the start of a new day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Wednesday the 22nd of January and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London together with our studio manager Matthew Dean. Chris Fawkes is standing by with a shipping bulletin and then at 5:30 it's news briefing. After prep for the day, we'll hear how US food production could be affected by Donald Trump's plan to deport illegal immigrants. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, let's take a look ahead to Friday nights with Matthew Sweet.
Free Thinking on BBC Radio 4. It's a show where philosophers encounter writers who rub shoulders with scientists who exchange ideas with historians. It's a conversation where no subject is off the table. Anything from common sense or decision-making to beer, crisps and the British pub. How do we think about evil? How do we know when to stop? The topics for debate are endless. Free Thinking with me, Matthew Sweet, Shahid Abari and Anne McElvoy on Friday evenings at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And so to the BBC Weather Centre and Chris.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 22nd of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800, Low Hebrides 1003, expected German Bight 1000 by 1800 Wednesday. Low just west of Trafalgar 990, expected Trafalgar 1002 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4 becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 3 to 5 becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest backing south 3 to 5 becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, otherwise occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. South 2 to 4 becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. Southeast becoming variable, then north or northwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, variable 2 to 4 becoming north 3 to 5, backing west later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic becoming north or northwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale late in west, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later in southeast. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale late in southwest. Occasional rain, thundery in south, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northerly backing westerly later 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in west. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable backing west or southwest later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Lundy and Fastnet. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic becoming south or southeast later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall and Bailey. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast Iceland. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 2300 on the 21st of January. Tari Automatic, southwest 1. 6 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 1, recent fog. 12 miles, 1,005, rising more slowly. Lerwick. Northeast 1, recent rain. 9 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Lucas. West-southwest 1, mist. 2 miles, 1,006, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. South-southeast 2, 2 miles, 1,009. Jersey. Southeast 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,006, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1,006. Scilly Automatic. North-northeast 3, 14 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Valentia. Northeast 1, moderate rain, 1,900 metres, 1,008, falling slowly. Ronald's Way. Southwest by west 1, 22 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Malin Head. South by west 2, 7 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 21st of January 2025. General situation, areas of low pressure gradually moving in from the northwest and southwest, bringing more unsettled conditions with rain or showers to most of the inshore waters. Winds will be light or moderate Wednesday across all areas, but strengthening through Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 to 4 becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 2 to 4 becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable, then northwesterly later 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast, backing north, then west or northwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, backing north, then west later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, then showers later. Moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable, becoming west or southwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Variable becoming southwest later, 3 or less. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. West or southwest becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable 3 or less, backing southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable becoming south later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable becoming south later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. Variable, becoming mainly east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes' time. But for now, I'll hand you back to Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 22nd of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Ministers are promising stronger checks for people buying knives online. President Trump has been defending his decision to pardon hundreds of his supporters who stormed the US Capitol 4 years ago. In business, HMRC has rejected accusations it's offering poor customer service. And in sport, Liverpool have maintained their perfect record in the Champions League this season. People trying to buy knives online will be asked to provide two types of identification to prove their age under new restrictions being planned in the wake of the stabbings in Southport. Axel Rudikabana had been able to purchase a knife online at the age of 17 before using it to kill three girls at a dance studio last summer. Retailers are already expected to carry out some checks, but as our political correspondent Tom Simons explains, these measures will go further.
This change would involve what's known as two-step verification, using technology effectively to enforce the age limit. One step could be submitting a document such as a passport. The other could be actually standing in front of a webcam live to prove that the purchaser is not a child.
Donald Trump has defended his decision to pardon 1,500 people who were jailed following the storming of the Capitol building in 2021. The leaders of the far-right groups, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, were among those freed. A police officer who was on duty that day said the pardons were a slap in the face, but President Trump said many of the cases should never have been brought.
They've served years in jail, and murderers don't even go to jail in this country. And we had 1,500. We have 16 under review. As you know, we commuted about 16 of them because it looks like they could have done things that were not acceptable for a full pardon. But these people have served years of jail and their lives have been ruined.
One of President Trump's latest announcements has seen the creation of a huge artificial intelligence project called Stargate. It'll see the private sector invest more than £400 billion in AI infrastructure in the US over the next 4 years. The spending watchdog says there's a maintenance backlog of £49 billion across hospitals, schools, prisons and government-owned buildings. The National Audit Office says ministers need to agree long-term funding to repair crumbling buildings. The government says it's working to address the issue. Benefit cheats could be stripped of their driving licences for up to 2 years under measures included in the legislation being introduced in Parliament today. If passed, the bill would give the government more powers to crack down on fraud. A group of MPs and peers says too many people with eating disorders are being failed. Members of the all-party parliamentary group on eating disorders say there's been an alarming rise in cases over the past 10 years and support systems have collapsed under the pressure. They want a national strategy.